You're listening to SBS News.
For Imam Abir Tanvi, the appeal to the community in Sydney's southwest to give blood strikes at the very heart of the Quran's teachings. Those attending the blood donation initiative at Ruti Hill Mosque have been asked to make a very important contribution, something of themselves.
You know, in Islam, we always teach people about, you know, giving and caring about others and looking after others. So, you know, this is just one of our ways to sort of, you know, give back to the community to make sure that, you know, those people that are suffering or struggling, going through difficult problems, especially with blood donations and getting blood. So we're just trying to encourage the community as much as we can to give back as much.
Red Cross stations have been set up at 43 mosques across the nation, with organisers hoping for at least 1,500 registrations. Dr. Mohammed Khaloon is the central president of the Australian Islamic Medical Association.
Myself is a surgeon, and we see every day the need for blood. And blood is a real game changer and lifesaver. And the need is always there. Every 24 seconds, we're transfusing blood across Australia to somebody.
The impact of COVID's Omicron transmission has been significant for desperately needed blood supplies. 100,000 blood donors have been sidelined due to infection in recent weeks, with half of all appointments cancelled. Many potential donors were keen to participate in the initiative.
When we need a blood, we go to hospital, right? But when they need it, we should give them.
Yes, we are part of the community. We're helping the people that are in need. So that's the Australian culture.
Definitely. It has been overwhelming, and we're looking forward to working with them in our centres across Australia.
People who signed up will be booked into one of the Red Cross's blood centres. The whole process only takes about an hour, but it's time well spent, according to ICU specialist Dr. Asif Raza, who says each donation could save up to three lives.
Those patients who are having the major surgeries in operation theatres, the trauma victims, and also the woman during their childbirth. They are the three potential areas where they need a massive transfusion.
As for these first-time donors, they're enthusiastic about making a return visit.
Definitely going to be coming back again. I'm going to be a regular donor from now on. And definitely encouraging every single person out there to come out.
And I've actually been meaning to do this for a while, so I thought this was the perfect opportunity to come donate.
With 4 million people in the country eligible to donate blood, only a fraction are actually on the register. This appeal has also been broadened to encourage other communities to roll up their sleeves and do the same. Alan Lee, SBS News.